this past week, two presidents, one current, one former, spoke out. While the cover of a book can imply merits, such as the title of president does in this case, it's the content certainly matters. So with that in mind, let's revisit the words of these two presidents, starting with the current president, Joe Biden.
Tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us if only we choose it. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart. I will not stand by and watch. I will not, the will of the American people, be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost. I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote, and have your vote counted, and be taken from you and the American people. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. And if we do our duty, if we do our duty in 2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy. We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation, and may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Side note about something you really couldn't hear on that audio montage. There was actually a heckler off to the side in the street with a bullhorn shouting, you know, whatever stupidity was spewing out of their mouth. Biden actually turned that jackass into a prop. Might have caught this, saying that in America, that person with the bullhorn has the freedom to do what they're doing. And that's what President Biden sees as priorities and important ideas we as Americans need to not just focus on, but in many ways be a part of in order to strengthen our nation. Now let's go back to what former President Trump was extremely concerned about and speaking up about this past week. Here's that.
A lot of people think that when you walk into my office, I have confidential documents or whatever it may be, all declassified. But I had confidential documents spread out all over my floor, and like a slob. like I'm sitting there reading these documents all day long, or somebody else would be. It's so dishonest when you look at it. And so people were concerned because they said, gee, you know, that's a strange scene. You look at the floor and you see documents, right? They have cover sheets of documents. No, they put them there, John, and they put them there in a messy fashion. And then they took a picture and they released it to the public. And this is what we're dealing with these people.
Of course, Trump's referring to that evidence photo we all saw released by the FBI of some of the classified and top secret documents that they found at Mar-a-Lago. It was not an attempt to make Trump look like a slob. It was a by-the-book photo of evidence, which I'm sure there are many more of that we might even get to see sooner versus later. Trump's own words, along with his latest crew of ambulance-chasing lawyers, they kind of took down a lot of their own past claims, didn't they? Now even Trump's admitting that he had the classified documents. So with him doing that, whatever happened to that FBI planting the documents conspiracy? Oops. Trump also admitted that he had the classified top secret documents in his office desk. Also added that a lot of people frequently come to visit him in his office. Makes you wonder, just theory here, did he show anyone those documents? Did he offer to show them in exchange for a donation? Just a theory, but that really would open a whole new file if that's ever discovered, wouldn't it? We also had Trump's lawyers, which, given their freely admitted actions, they should be looking for their own defense attorneys, referring to any potential charge of obstruction of justice, espionage, as their word now, mundane. What was the other one? They compared not turning over the top secret classified documents to like having an overdue library book. Makes you wonder what these lawyers call a murder. Paper cut?